Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Absolute Truth Show gang is back. We are back right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most. Man, it's been a long time. I forgot my own lines. Oh, I'm getting old. I can't remember anymore. ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the king of gropers himself. The king of kings himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, the man that loved to grope me so much, I had to consider him as a friend, I guess. His name is...
Sean Black in the building once again. Yes, is there anybody else with us on this very inauspicious Thursday evening?
The groper. That's it.
Oh, good Lord.
You know what this does too? Anisha just left work now, and she's all the way home. By the time she get home, she'll be probably groping somebody else. But besides that.
Oh, boy.
Come on. You know, and the jokes keep on coming. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for Monday night. In the next couple of weeks, because due to the holiday season, Sean and I were very busy with our work schedule, so we tried to, you know, combine. We still try to find time to do the show, but we cannot guarantee which day we're doing the show. But as for now, we will try to do the show on Monday night. If that doesn't happen, the next night, or the next night, or the next night. Well, I like to say we guarantee we will do a show sometime in a week, right?
Yes, it's guaranteed that we're going to get you a show. Even though next week, like you said before, Thanksgiving, all next week, and all of the festivities and everything else that goes on. So who knows? If we're able to do a show on Monday and then take Thursday off, or if we're not able to do a show Monday and then maybe we do a show on Thanksgiving, who knows? We'll figure something out.
Yeah, you know me. I'm going to be drunk,
I'll probably end up doing the show by myself at that point.
You're going to hear Anisha B, Kato, and I party in the background.
Good.
Well, if there's anyone that's listening right now, the number is 347-989-8402. 347-989-8402. Like I said, Sean and I want to do the show because there is a lot to talk about. So, Sean, are you ready to grope some people off? Piss some people off?
I think if you did that, you probably would piss people off. So let's just get away from the groping and let's actually get to pissing people off.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Like I said, there's a lot going on. It's like one of those things, I don't know where to begin. It's like, we all know what groping is. We all know sexual assaults, rape, sexual harassment. We all know that. We've been covering that. But it seems like there's been an explosion going on of groping and sexual harassment. It seems like everybody is getting into trouble right now. And it all started from Harvey Weinstein, as we discussed this a few weeks ago. But I'm sorry, I just have to laugh. I'm like, excuse me, I know this is a serious matter. I was finding it funny, like, we are talking about something that's been happening, like, a lifetime, you know? You understand what I mean, Sean?
I can understand where you're coming from.
You know, like, it's like, this is nothing new, but of course the media, the world, has to talk about it. Because of Harvey Weinstein, the scumbag that he is, other people have been talking about other producers and other people, and now politicians have been caught out in the open. And the latest politician, today was a shock, was Al Franken. What did Al Franken do today, Sean? Or, quote, unquote, did?
Yes. Well, it's something that he actually admitted to doing, although he doesn't recall everything that happened. But he is admitting to an impropriety that he had been alleged by a former sportscaster who now is a radio show host, Leanne Tweeden. Well, I've actually seen her work when she worked, I believe, on Fox and NBC and some other networks that she worked on. But before Al Franken became the senator of Minnesota in 2009, he, for a lot of people that may not readily remember, he was a comedian and he was a writer on Saturday Night Live. And he was doing a USO tour entertaining the troops overseas in Afghanistan back in 2006. And apparently he was in the process of doing a skit with Leanne Tweeden and some of the other people that were on the tour. Now, he is alleged to have groped Leanne Tweeden while she was asleep, grabbing her breasts, and then apparently she said that he forcefully tried to stick his tongue in her mouth. And he is admitting that what he did was not cool. It was something that he wrote an article stating that he apologized and saying what he did, even though he may not remember it since this alleged instance happened 11 years ago. It's something that regretful of.
I was saying by this statement. I believe. Excuse me. I believe I'm on that. Maybe because comedians and because reason why I brought him up because Louis C.K. that comedian,
he got
in huge trouble for his assault on women or formerly like masturbation on while talking to females or masturbation in front of females. Something you would do, of course, Sean Black.
Bite like, your tongue.
No, but overall, I believe he did. Of course, there was a picture of him and his hand over the breast. Comedians portray what they are in real life sometimes. Or their stories or the jokes portray their life. Maybe Al Franken was drinking or maybe he was an a-hole at that time. I believe that behavior because, believe it or not, not just him, not just Louis C.K., not just other people that we know. That is a common male behavior to a certain degree. I'm not saying it's right. And there's so many things, Sean, you've seen it, I've seen it. You know what? I have done it back in college where you grow up with women, slapping them on the ass, making fun of them or trying to kiss them. It is normal behavior among some men. Some females accept it. A lot of people are against it, but let's be clear. The tables have turned, and females have done that to men too. We hear a lot about men groping women, but there's many cases women grope men. But I believe men don't talk about it for a certain reason, like they're ashamed, or they might be bullied. Like you know what, someone I need to be touched. Sean, you're a loser. A woman should be happy if that woman touched you. It's very different when a woman touches a man compared to a man touching a woman. When a man touches a woman, you're a pig, you're disgusting, whatever. And what compared to a woman groping a man, all right, Sean, she groped you, go for yours. You know, that type of thing. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, and what has to happen now, and this is something that has been now the trend, probably going back to when the initial arguments were made over the Bill Cosby case last year. When we talked about sexual assault, sexual harassment, and all of these instances that have happened that have been alleged, some proven, some not proven, irregardless of the case, the first thing that usually pops up in most males' minds when they hear something like this, why did it take so long? We talked about this last week. And that's usually one of the questions that come out there. And I also stated last week, we cannot bring that question up again in that context, although there are things that happen. But in this instance, in these kinds of situations, there has to be a retraining and a new thought process of how males interact with females. The reason why is because in this male-dominated society, as you alluded to, the majority of men from when they are young to when they have enough intelligence and experience to realize the things that they have either said or done are wrong, that is almost instilled from a boyhood when you're a little child, not necessarily as a child, but as you begin to discover that you like the opposite sex or if you like the same sex, whatever orientation you are, that becomes what the issue is. And then you begin to go ahead and talk about it and you start to experience it. Now, what happens is what most males back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, et cetera, think is normal is looked at as draconian now. You can't go and do the same thing that you would expect. How many times, Hot Rod, have we talked about, you know, well, you remember when my uncle used to say such and such and such? Or, you know, my father used to say such and such. And we all have a good laugh, and it was all good, and we say the same thing. Those kinds of days, for the most part, have to. And the reason why is because what we're seeing now is an empowerment of women who have had enough of a lot of the garbage that has gone on through from the time that they grew their first pubic hair all the way until the time that they are buried, that they have been old and, well, as you said, was what would be considered amongst other guys in the locker room or whatever as construed as normal behavior. That kind of has to change now.
All right. Well, let's talk about a little bit about Hollywood before we talk about Roy Moore. The thing that piss me off about Hollywood a little bit, because, you know, Hollywood is a bunch of crazy people.
Yes.
Okay. We discussed about the Bill Cosby case. Why now? Why now? Okay, cool. But Hollywood, I understand the why now statement, like, you know, some females are, you know, scared, you know, they might get blacklisted or blackballed of getting a job. I understand that level. But it's funny that for you to move on to the top, in some cases you do have to make a sacrifice and sleep with a producer or be her ass. It's like it's funny that the big names are fighting back now. Where were you back then when this thing happened to you? You didn't want to say anything because you want to make the big bucks, right? So now you made the big bucks. Oh, now you're talking? To me,
that's a little bit of an option.
Huh?
That can be a perception that may be correct in the eyes of some people because there's always that thought process, whether you took so long because. Now, mind you, we're not absolving every instance that comes up because we also know that there are people that are out there that will try and make a buck off of an allegation that's unproven. That's not where we're going here. And to your point, I understand where you're coming from. But we have to the problem is we have to treat the allegations seriously through investigations before we go off on the wrong tangent and convict someone in the eyes of in the court of public opinion before they're tried in the court of law.
Excuse me. I just got breaking news right now via alert on my phone. Transparent Star alleged Jeffrey Townmore, whatever his name is, sexual harassment or got physical. And all of a sudden, you get nothing but alerts about this celebrity, that celebrity, this celebrity. And like someone said in my office, is this anybody left? It seems like everybody is getting called out in Hollywood right now.
Yes.
And like, it's amazing. But that's
good,
normal.
Good.
I'm sorry to say, but it's normal behavior, unfortunately. The stuff that we're hearing right now. Like I said before, this type of stuff has been going on for a long time. Now, like you say, Sean, because of that problem with a woman, now it's coming out in the limelight and destroying people. Like Kevin Spacey, there's no coming back for him. He's done.
Yes.
And you know what? I did defend him the last time when we spoke about him on the show. I'm like, listen, he said he's sorry. Let's move on. It happened a long time ago. But I got more word from my inside sources that he was a major a-hole all the time. So everything came back. Karma is a bitch. It came back to haunt him. And that's why he's in that mess right now. It was not just a one-time thing. He's been doing this for a very long time, apparently, from what I heard.
And see, the thing is, when you hear about these instances, most of these celebrities, when you hear them in charity work or when you hear them talk about this particular subject, the first thing that comes to their mind, this is wrong. You have to make sure that these things don't happen. Make sure that we give people the tools so that women can speak out freely about these kinds of things. And yet, although they're out there promoting not to do this, they are indeed the ones doing this.
Well,
and they
okay,
are trying
Sean,
to cover their own tracks, so to speak.
But what happened if they did it 30 years ago? Can everybody deserve a second chance? Listen, I did 30 years ago. I made mistakes. So let's turn the next chapter on the book.
The perception,
turn the next page.
The perception is that even though everybody, especially in this country, deserves a second chance, you have made your money, your reputation off of potentially something that is what in some places have put you in jail, given you a misdemeanor or some sort of criminal, maybe criminal record, something along those lines.
But
problem,
nobody's perfect, Sean. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect, but we all are taught, depending on how you were raised, that when a female says no, in any context, way, shape, or form, no means no. The overarching argument here is when a female tells you no, the male is to stop, period. And we have seen many instances, especially listen to a lot of our allegations over the last few weeks, where we're seeing a lot of celebrities who have done things in their past when they were 25, 30, 35, and they're now in their 50s, 60s, maybe 70s, and they're now having to, quote-unquote, repent for their sins now because they weren't made to repent and own up to what they did in the past. And the reason is if they weren't made to make up for what they did in the past then, they would not be in the position that they are now to make the money and have the power that they already have today. They wouldn't be in that same position today. And so what we're starting to see now are a lot of women who have the chance to bring this to the table, that I was victimized, this person did this, this person said that, these things happened to me and it kept me from doing what I was on the line of trying to do now because I didn't have the power to speak out. Now they have the empowerment now, especially with this Me Too movement that was brought up on Twitter for people that have gone through these kinds of things, not just female, male as well. Very Reader who alleged to being groped with his wife in a public party by another male. So it happens. It's pervasive. These things continue to happen, but to shed light on it now, as huge of a story as it is, it's going to get a lot uglier before it gets any better. And men are going to have to learn now how to interact with the opposite sex and calm this what would be considered by a lot of people, quote-unquote, normal, is not normal. That has to be addressed going forward to avoid these kinds of things from happening.
Okay. Well, let's talk about something that happened in the past. Let's talk about Adam Bandler. He's running for Senate now. Roy Moore, your boy.
Don't put me in that neighborhood.
What? I'm just saying. You're old just like him, and, you know, you did your deed in the past.
Right.
Tell me a little bit of story about Roy Moore first.
Well, Roy Moore is a nominee for the Senate race in Alabama, and he is a former judge, and he got the nomination. He's running. The problem is he has a lot of these, as we talked about, sexual assault allegations. He's been accused of other people of having an affair or intimate contact with many underage girls, one particularly at the age of 14, in the sense that he actually, from what we've seen, signed a 14-year-old's yearbook and stated, "I'm your beautiful girl," et cetera, and wrote his name that he was at the time the DA. in Alabama.
Okay, but that happened 40 years ago. When now, 2017 or to 2018. Should he drop out of the race because of this?
Yes, because 14 years old is 14 years old. It's not like, and we brought this up last week, it's not as if this was a 16-year-old talking to a 14-year-old, where in most places the age of consent is usually 16, between 16, 17, and 18, where that would be they're close enough in age. He was in his 30s. He knows better. He knows what he was doing.
But that was like 40 years ago. Did he know better? We don't know that.
It doesn't make a difference how long ago.
This is Alabama. You know those are crazy redneck states. They marry their own cousins, okay?
Irregardless of what we think or what you think of the area, 14 years old is 14 years old, irregardless.
No, but Sean, I'm sorry, in some states, you can marry, in some states in the United States, people don't know, you can marry a girl, who's 14 years old.
But they have to have the parents' consent. This was not a consensual anything. This was a man, because this has been proven with other instances as far as the allegations that are coming out, that this is a man who seemed to prey on younger children, younger girls, and he has, I believe now, I think it's a fifth person that is accusing him of sexual assault. He's 70 years old now, but this is the same guy who we saw when he got the nomination for the Republican Party to run for Senate, walked on stage with a pistol in his hand, and nobody thought that this was crazy at all. So that's one side of the personality of the
if it's legal to carry the gun, why not? Once again, these redneck states, they are crazy people. There's no surprise there. You should not be surprised.
Now there was an account of a different accuser. This was from yesterday. It's coming from I believe the attorney of Roy Moore. It was published trying to challenge the accuser's account of an accuser that said that he grabbed her buttocks in 1991. Now, you stated before.
Here's
where it can't be such a cavalier attitude towards it, and here's why. Irregardless of how long ago it happened, you have to peer into the mentality of forget about it being a female, but of a child, a 14-year-old who is just learning about themselves, trying to learn about going from dolls and toys and et cetera to learning about herself. And then when you have not a 15- or 16-year-old or even a 17-year-old, we're talking about someone in their 30s, somebody who was probably old enough to be her father, potentially and allegedly grabbing at body parts of hers that are still developing, irregardless of that.
Okay.
We have seen...
All right, well, to K-Dog. Hold on, we got K-Dog online.
Sure,
K-Dog, are you there?
Hey, good evening, fellas.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, so K-Dog, hey to you. Okay, yeah. As Sean just stated, the man probably grabbed buzz, grabbed parts. Should he be punished and drop out of race right now? Or, you know what, this is 40 years ago. Let's move on.
Well, he should be punished and forced out of the race, because according to the reports that I'm reading, the people within his own party has been calling for him to leave, because so far they brought up that 8 women have accused him of sexual harassment. Some said that he harassed them as teenager, and the latest accusation comes from 2 women who said that he made the moves on them while they were teenagers at an Alabama mall.
Yeah, because of that, he was banned from that mall.
Yes, exactly.
But you guys don't see the point. Like, wait a minute, you tell me this, a man who's running for Senate, all of a sudden, this story comes out? You don't see something fishy about that?
Well, my question, well,
basically, I'm like, can you give any credibility to these type of stories at all? I'm sure it happened, but 40 years ago, let's be real.
Well, Hot Rod and Sean Black, look what's going on now. All of these.
No, you can't compare now what happened 40 years ago. This is two different
things. No, I'm just saying. Look what's going on now. All these things are coming out, whether it's in Hollywood and also now in politics. You know, these cases of sexual misconduct, of rape, molestation, all this dirty stuff that's coming out now, it's serious because a lot of people are saying, oh, why now? Why all of these things are coming out now that it's been 40 years? Listen, when it comes to especially sexual molestation, there's a lot of shame from the victim. The victim will feel ashamed and embarrassed about what happened on the
victim. I think my major problem with this overall, like I told Sean before we went on the air, this is nothing new. Why this is going in our face out right now? Like, basically, why are we talking about it for the last few months? If we know what's going on, it's nothing new. It will die down. It will come back again another year or 2 years from now with somebody else.
That's the reason why it's being talked about now, because of what you just said. Because of what you just said. It's something that has been happening in the past. Why talk about it now? The reason why we're talking about it now is to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Or at least it can be minimalized the amount of time that it happens.
Our children will be talking about the same stories that we're talking about right now.
Because you know what?
Go ahead.
This is what's going on. Like, especially with men of power, they feel the need that, oh, well, you know what? If you want something, you got to work for it. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to do X, Y, Z. Especially when you're a female, they will pull out the moves. Like, for example, look at what that comedian did by exposing his body parts to these women. Those women freaked out. Like, what the hell is going on here? And even now, like today, we learned about Al Franken. But Al Franken, I will give him this. He admitted to the wrong that he did. He's not denying it.
Not only did he admit to it, he also said that he should have the ethics committee look into his situation as they do their investigation throughout the whole deal, because it's only fair that if they're going to investigate people, that he should be investigated also. But I'm going to take this. I'm going to streamline this even higher. And the reason why this is so important, the fact that we have an elected official as a president of the United States who has, for the lack of a better term, been the progenitor of a lot of the discussion over the last 18 months about sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Right.
We all know about the Access Hollywood tape and all of the other things that have happened afterwards.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why this is so important, irregardless of time and space and how long it's taken. But I'm going to bring this up. Most of the Republicans, as you stated, K-Dog, have been shouting from the rooftops to Roy Moore to get out of this race, irregardless of what they've been saying this for the longest time. But also because the leader of the Republican Party, being President Trump, has yet to say anything about Roy Moore. He has been conspicuous in his silence. But yet, as we talked about the Al Franken thing, he went on Twitter just literally a half hour before we went to air, and he put two tweets jumping all over Al Franken. This is what he stated. Quote, "The Al Frankenstein picture is really bad. Speaks a thousand words. Where does his hands go in pics 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 while she sleeps?" Then he followed up with a second one. "And to think that just last week he was lecturing anyone who would listen about sexual harassment and respect for women. Leslie Stahl tape," end quote. So he will never say anything condemning his own party when all the other Republicans have been condemning.
Even the head of the Senate, the head of the Senate, Mitch McConnell himself, even asked for Roy Moore to pull out of this race.
You know what, guys?
Roy Moore,
should not drop out of this race. I'll tell you why. But in the end, who will put him in office? The people, right? If the people want Wormwood in there, they will put him in there. If they don't want him in there, they will not put him in there. It's really up to the people, right? You're the one who keeps saying, if you want change, let it be change. Wormwood, what he did is what he did in the past. If the people want him there, I don't go by polls anymore. I don't care about polls. Remember what happened to Hillary Clinton. Don't talk to her about polls. Polls means nothing to me. If the people want him there, they will put him in there. So he should stay in the race, defend his rights, whether he's wrong or right, and let's go. But technically, it's not really our problem. But the same people that criticize Wormwood is the one that defended Donald Trump or put Trump into office. To me, that's an oxymoron. Go ahead, K-Dog.
Yeah. Well, they said that the latest poll showed that his Democratic opponent has been rising in the polls. And also, even tonight, as I'm reading, that they're all calling for him and they're all calling for him to push to get out. And he even said it himself, he's fighting.
And
he denies the accusation, and listen, he's even cut ties with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who was the first one to call on him to step aside. He's blaming Mitch McConnell and his cronies to steal this election. He's turning it into a political battleground. But
what's the difference between him and the other?
This scandal is overshadowing him.
And every other crooked politics we have back there, who's stealing money from the public, who's doing more wrong things than Roy Moore, he's no different. So why he should not continue to run? I'm sorry. That's the way it is. Some of these politics are not, they don't have, most of these politics have skeletons in their own closet besides Roy Moore.
Well, we already know that.
We're hip to it.
But you guys telling Wormwood to step down, but he's no different from any other party. So why are we attacking Wormwood for something that he did 40 years ago?
Cannot run for public office with the public knowing of potential pedophilic acts in your lifetime.
Exactly.
Period. You cannot represent your state in Senate. Sean Black,
tell that to Mr. 45 right now, who is your president of the United States.
That is true.
Thank you.
That is true.
Mic drop.
But when it comes to pedophilia.
No. I'm sorry, K-Dog. There's no but. Your president is the number 45. He did a lot more work. He did a lot worse things. And he gave you a bigger tax break today. He's screwing you big time, screwing all of us. But people put him in office despite all we knew about his history and what he had done. So once again, it's not up to Wormwood. It's up to the people whether they want to put him in office or not. Thank you very much. Carry on. Entertainment. I'm ready. I'm ready, people. Bring it.
Here is what you, in your defense, you are correct. The people will get that. But here's the catch-22. One of these two things is going to happen, which is not good for the Republican Party in general. One, Doug Jones, who is running against him, wins the race, and they get a Democrat to take another seat away from the Republicans in the Senate. Or Roy Moore wins, and then every single Republican continues to answer more questions about this guy and his past. And when it's starting to show like more and more of this happens, and Moore eventually is going to probably be forced to resign if he does get the chair, it's not even a guarantee that he even gets elected. But if that's the case.
Sean, allow me to interrupt for a second. Here's the thing with the Republican Party. The Republican Party has always showed that they are the party for families. They are the party that has attracted the evangelical Christians. They are the party who always carried, like, upheld values of importance. With Roy Moore, the Republicans are looking at him and saying, "You are messing us up. Get out." And true, I could agree with Hot Rod. Yes, there has been politicians who have done far worse. But now with this scandal, forget the politics. this is a matter of morals when it comes to pedophilia that's being talked about here. Let's just get it out in the open.
And the thing that you're missing, Hot Rod, is when we get down to next year, we start talking about midterm elections. What we had this past election day, the people that won in Virginia, New Jersey, all of those places that flipped to Democrats, there's a referendum on what's happening with the Republican Party and the dissent that's been going on. As you stated, the people voted Trump in. The people are now tired of what's going on now, and that has been shown. We had a Sikh mayor get voted in.
Yes and no. That's been shown because of the media. Remember, there's still a lot of Trump supporters out there who believe that he's doing a great job.
But no, I
understand what you mean, Sean. I'm not attacking your statement,
mm-hmm.
but don't be surprised that a lot of people, more than you think, disagree with your statement because they believe Trump is like a god right now.
Of course, for whatever reason.
Of course, you're going to have that. You're going to have that. But however, what is being said now, it's like this scandal, this latest scandal, and the fact that the president has said absolutely nothing about it. But yet, like as you stated earlier, Donald Trump jumped all over Al Franken on social media, right?
Yep.
But he's staying silent on Roy Moore. But yet other Republicans in the Senate are defying Donald Trump and standing up saying, you need to get out of this race. It's like a war going on right now between Roy Moore and Mitch McConnell.
In all true honesty, I really don't care about this. Because I think, once again, it's the media throwing this story to our face. But there's other stories out there. And before I go to the major topic, let me ask you this dumb question of the week. How can someone buy a painting of Da Vinci for $450 million? Wow, there's a lot of problems in the world right now, like Flint, Michigan still need water. Puerto Rico, we don't need to go into that, used to have problems, but we have money to buy a painting. Can you explain that to me, Sean?
I'll explain
money
it
to
you.
Money to burn. Go ahead,
There are a lot of super rich people in that higher upper tax bracket. They have a whole hell of a lot of disposable income that they can use on nonsense. And if that's what makes them happy, fine. I can understand if they wanted to preserve it, put it in a museum, because we do need to preserve artwork, things of the past. Leonardo da Vinci did a lot of great things, invented a lot of great things. But as you just stated, we got so many problems where money is actually needed. Somebody can cut a check for half a billion dollars on a painting, as opposed to taking that money into, you know, getting some funds for people that are hungry or people don't have houses.
Invest the money. Invest the money in Puerto Rico. Build some businesses down there or something. But hey,
exactly.
What do I know? I'm just a poor ass guy. And Phil the Freshman Fisher told me to tell you, Sean Black, that President Trump will make America great again. But
oh, boy.
Well, let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go.
I'm
to
sure
next
he'll call up in about 5 seconds and curse you out for that one.
Exactly.
He's going to call me 10 minutes before the show is over. So, Phil, 10 minutes before the show. I need to get to the next topic. And, Phil, please, no sports update. But besides that, UCLA college basketball team went to China to play a game. But there was a small incident that happened that involves China and President Trump. Quickly, Sean, what happened with these players?
These players were playing an exhibition, well, not an exhibition game, but it was a game in China with Georgia Tech. And it's to showcase basketball in China. China is one of those countries that have grown hugely, mostly over Yao Ming, who played in China, came to the United States, made a big career over with the Houston Rockets. And it is looked at as helping get basketball over in China. So they had a basketball game over there. Game is over. Players are, I guess, to disperse before they're getting ready to come back home to America. And three players on the UCLA basketball team, Cody Riley, Jalen Hill, and LiAngelo Ball. And if that name sounds familiar for those that are listening, yes, this is the second oldest son of LeVar Ball, who we've talked about, Lonzo Ball, who's a point guard for the Lakers.
He's a scrub right now, but carry on.
Well, right now, what ended up happening is these three players decided on their own to go shopping. But they didn't shop. They shoplifted, then went to go to a store in China, communist China, and steal Louis Vuitton sunglasses, something that they probably could have afforded based on the fact that the father is LeVar Ball, Lonzo's making money, somebody could have reimbursed him. But we also know the NCAA rules, et cetera. You can't buy certain things for certain people, irregardless.
Yeah, but still, bottom line
is something exactly. The bottom line is they stole something.
That was the dumbest thing ever.
Exactly. Not only did they steal once, they went to three different stores to steal sunglasses and got busted on camera.
You're going to do something like that in another country. You think just because you're American you're going to get away with it? You must be out your damn mind.
Well, the reason why I want to bring this story up, because, like Sean said, there was one about China. I cannot go to your house knowing that you're a crazy son of a gun and try to take something from you and not get any consequence. It's just one of those stories, like, you know, we talk about the young generation, how dumb they are. We try to give them credit to a certain degree. But we hear something like this, like, you have your career ahead of you. You're playing for a good college to do something, like Kato says, stupid. If there's no other word to describe it, there's no pity coming from any of us. Stupid to steal glasses from China, out of all countries.
Wow. Shoplifting in China.
Ignoring
you
that China would chop. Yeah, China, they would chop your arms off in a heartbeat.
Yes. In Saudi Arabia, if you're caught stealing, you can lose your hands as a penalty.
Exactly.
Do we remember what happened in Singapore years ago with Michael Fay? Michael Fay decided to go over in Singapore, and I believe he stole something. I think he defaced something over there. And what ended up happening? He was caned by the Singapore government. Oh, don't hurt me, Adam. I didn't mean it. He was caned. So you can't expect that going over, if something in the United States will be looked at as a misdemeanor, you maybe get a fine, you maybe do community service, and then you can go home. This is not the United States. You're one, representing the United States. Two, you are a 19-year-old in another country. Three, you're black. There aren't many African Americans or black people in China to begin with.
Not like they could get away with it because you're black. You know, you're not in the hood.
I'm just going to bring this up. Why go into another country and do something that dumb? You're not going to get away with it. You're an American. You're going into a foreign land. This is a foreign land you're into, and you mean to tell me you're going to go ahead and rob a store or commit some kind of a crime? What, are you stupid? You're not going to get away with it. They're going to punish you harshly.
Okay, before I go to Phil, one thing I want to mention to Sean. He thought to mention one more part in that story. How did they get released, Sean Black?
This is how they were released.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead,
President. President Donald Trump. I'm going to put this full frame of this whole story, that the President of the United States, Donald Trump, talked to the President of China, Xi Jinping, and Xi Jinping. They discussed what happened. There were, because this became an international incident. They discussed things that happened. I don't know exactly what was said, but whatever happened, the Chinese authorities were satisfied. And the United States was satisfied, and all three of the kids were no longer detained. They were under house arrest at a hotel. They were able to get back on the plane and come back home without serving any jail time, because from what President Trump stated, they were all probably looking at 10 years in jail overseas. Now, Hot Rod, we talked about this off air, how the president, as I looked at it, like this is what the president, if he's trying to get brownie points for doing his job, he did what he was supposed to do. He went out there, said, look, we did what we could, we bring the kids over, etc. Not more than 5 minutes after I actually said that to a friend of mine, what did President Trump do? He went out on Twitter and just went ahead and say, do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say, thank you, President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail. Now, that's literally 5 minutes after that conversation that I had. So before you can even go ahead and compliment the president on a good job, he's going to look for the credit himself anyway.
Why not? He got the job done. Well, let me hold on. Let me go to Phil that fish, Matt Fisher. Phil, do you think?
Hello, boys.
Hey, what's going
on?
Hey,
what's up, Phil?
What's up? I'm going to make America great again. Sean, you'll be my vice president. I'm going to make K-Dog one of my top advisors. And Ronnie, you'll be in charge of alcohol and firearms.
Oh, okay. All right.
Especially the alcohol.
You got the wrong person running ATF. That's for sure.
Yeah. He'll probably drink up all the profits.
Oh,
boy. But what do you think it will be a suitable punishment for these basketball players? So,
well, you know, that's a fair question. You know, they obviously did wrong. Okay, we brought them home. I think they should be suspended from the team. They did wrong, and they should pay, you know, suspend them from the team.
Suspend them for a season or get kicked out from the team, you mean?
I would say suspend them for the season. I think suspend them for the season is a punishment. We know it's done in the pros, so why not? Suspend them for the season and make sure if they want to come back to the team that their grades meet their grade point average.
Sean?
Mm-hmm.
The punishment that should be meted out for this team, for those players, they should not be allowed to play a single basketball game the rest of this season, period. Do I think that they should have their scholarship revoked? No. Do I think they should be kicked off the team? No. This is one of those things that, as we have heard many times before, a teachable moment, because of the punishment that they have, regardless of what it is, they could have gone to jail. They did, but we still don't know what may be coming down the pike with this. But when you're looking at what they have done, the fact that they were able to come back to the United States, what I think they should do is take that 1 year, because we know LiAngelo Ball is a one-and-done player anyway. His father's already stated, all of my sons are going to play 1 year, and then they're going to go pro. From what I've heard, they're both good. They're all three are good kids. This is not how they were raised. LeVar didn't raise his kids to do this kind of stupidity anyway. If you're going to say 1 year, or at least if they say half the season, I could live with it. If they say the whole season, good. Let them go for the whole season because of what has happened, and then maybe – some sort of community service that would make them understand that what they did was wrong. You know what would be good community service? Have them working in a department store for the rest of the time that they're suspended. So maybe can actually go ahead and say, well, okay, messed up. Even worse, have them work in a Louis Vuitton store. That would be even better.
No,
how about that?
No, that's not worse. Have them eat Chinese food for the rest of their life. Now, that's worse.
Besides
that,
oh my goodness.
Okay, dog. Talk about the ball. You will figure out all three of them. He will have like the most sense. He might have the most money. What do you think may motivate these kids to do something stupid like that?
I'm gonna tell you. You and your friends go out there, brainless, and thinking, well, don't worry, we're going to get, they're not going to catch us. You go ahead and go to a store and steal something and you think that you're not going to get caught. Guess what? They catch you. Now, how stupid are you that you think you're not going to get caught? Again, you are an American going into a foreign land committing a crime. What do you think is going to happen to you? Have some sense. Oh. Come on now.
All right.
Have some brains.
You got a few minutes left. Let me go to Phil to fetch Matt Fisher. Let's talk about groping, since you like to grope people all the time.
Oh,
what do you think was going on with Roy Moore and the groping situation, and do you think should he drop out of the race?
I think with stuff that with what has been alluded to and all that, he probably should. And this is the thing, like I messaged you while the show was going on. When you go into politics, you cannot have a single skeleton in the closet, whether it's pedophilia or you're cheating on your spouse or whatever. You cannot have any of skeletons in the closet at all. Because you know what? The moment you announce you are running for a position in politics, people will try to set you up to fail. People that know that you have done these things, they will set you up to fail and make you look bad. And they're all trying to do this to President Trump right now, every skeleton coming out of the closet, even though my mom thinks he's going to be impeached by the way he talks and demeans women. Well, President Clinton, it was the same thing. The moment he went into politics, all this stuff started coming out. And I'm surprised he wasn't impeached long ago in his term after the whole Monica thing.
Oh, well, Bill Clinton back then was lucky, but I do not see Donald Trump getting impeached at all. Because once again,
That's just my mom's opinion.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. Like, they talked about the impeachment yesterday, like the articles and all that stuff. He has not declared war yet.
No.
He's done a lot of crazy things, but is there enough evidence to get him impeached? Do we want him impeached? Of course, you guys will say yes. But there's not solid evidence there yet to get Donald Trump impeached, and I don't think it's going to happen. K-Dog?
Well, you know what? We're just going to have to wait and see what happens, to be honest, because so far, especially with the way the elections are going on, the outcome of next year's election will say it all. Because let's just say another party wins both the Senate and the House, trust me, heads are going to roll.
I think they're already rolling right now.
The entirety
of what happened last week on Election Day is the referendum on what's been going on with this administration, how they've handled what we talked about, the tax deal that the GOP is trying to ramrod Congress, which may not completely pass based on some other things, but so far the bill that they have is already in. Getting that another show. All of the other things that have happened in the past between all of the programs that are being shuttered, anything that President Obama has done that has been thrown in the toilet and urinated on for the most part by President Trump, all of these things that have happened in general, the idea behind it that a lot of people have voted, that look and see what this president is doing and this whole administration, it seems like all of the energy that is spent by Donald Trump is pretty much to disavow anything that Obama has done in the past. And even if it gets him impeached, it doesn't seem like he really cares about that, as long as anything that he's done will not be on the record with quote-unquote Obama's name. The tax cuts that we talked about, 13 million people, as they just tried to add into this, they wanted to throw in the Obama subsidies for the Obamacare, for the Affordable Care Act, to try and rescind those so that they can get more money to add to those tax cuts, which would get rid of a lot of the middle class, but give more tax cuts to guess who? The top 35%, who are the rich millionaires that are going to benefit the most from this stuff. Yeah, where the people in the middle are going to see less and less and less. That's what this is all about. And
okay,
this is the reason why none of the Democrats voted for this tax cut at all.
All right, we got 5 minutes left. Let me throw this last sport question to you guys. Right now we got Thursday night football going on, which is another boring game. Starting with Phil, yes or no, and why should they get rid of Thursday night football in general?
That's a good question. I mean, I kind of like having, you know, a football game on during the week besides Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
But
with the rain going down, seems like Thursday night football is like, whatever. As Sean told me a few weeks ago, most people don't remember this Thursday night football going on because we're so busy with our daily lives of work, family, or whatever. Unless your team is playing, there's a good chance you don't remember Thursday night football. So should we still keep it?
This is a tough one. I'd say why not? I mean, any football fan that's hardcore will watch it.
Yeah, I am one of and Hot Rod. You've known me for over 20 years. You know, I'm a diehard football fan, and I go on record in saying Thursday night football needs to go. And the reason is because
my heart is beating right now.
Yes.
Oh gosh.
Yes.
Okay,
and I'm gonna give you the reasons why. I'm gonna give you two reasons. One, the games just aren't compelling now. And that leads into the second reason. The games are not compelling because the teams are going in on 4 days rest. You practice. The game is over on Sunday. You just had your game Sunday. So you have practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is your day off, Thursday is the game. Now, true, after the game, you get 10 days of rest before your next game. But when those games are slotted the way they are, you don't heal properly. And when the NFL is going to sit here and put on that straight face and lie to the public and say that they're concerned about players and player safety, when they don't get the opportunity to heal right going into a game, this is the reason why the teams that go into Thursday night football don't look anything like the teams that you see on a Saturday or on a Sunday or a Monday night. Think about that. The game's quality suffers because they're playing on Thursday. And the only reason why this is going on is because the owners are trying to get an extra check, period.
Of course. Okay, well, if we do the show Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Blog Talk Radio, hopefully at 10:30 or 11 o'clock, one of our major topics we would like to address is called rape culture. Sean and I will tell you what it is, and people don't know what it is, but it's very common, and we do it every day. Since we've been talking about sex scandals and everything, people don't realize how popular, how big rape culture is. When I learned about this the other day, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. That's me. I have done rape culture. No, I never raped anyone. Don't get sick to your head, guys. I know you guys. How you guys?
I was about to say, don't start to turn this into
your
absolute truth. Cause this could be the last.
Yeah, that's
if
what
that
I'm
was
saying.
The case.
No, no. But once we look into it, we will explain to you guys. Hope Monday night what's all about. So that's our topic. Please tune into that. And on that note, what a great show we did tonight, guys. Thank you so much. And
hey, you're welcome.
Please. Stop groping my black ass. All right, guys? Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for tuning
in. You realize we're all going to hell.
Oh, man. We're
so,
man, in a basket.
So,
in a basket, man.
We're in hell right now, okay? We're in hell right now.
As my grandmother
matter.
Would say, you're going to hell with gasoline drawers on.
Of course.
All right.
Well, guys, thank you, Phil, K-Dog, and Sean Black. Thank you for tuning in to the crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the Hot Rod, and please have a good weekend and take a little time to kiss my black ass.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
Yeah,
remember
what I said.
Yes.
As always,
the pleasure was all yours.
We'll
hopefully explain everything when we do our show on Monday.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Sean, stop grabbing my black ass. Oh, sorry.
Be creative.
Oh, man. The pleasure was all yours.
Have a good night, fellas.